So my name is Dawn Adkins. I am a certified grief recovery specialist and educator at the Outreach Center, which has amalgamated the Women's Outreach and Suicide Information and Education Services in Red Deer, serving all of Central Alberta. So I think this is an important conversation to be having around suicide prevention, particularly in our current climate of mental and emotional health, and how people are often sacrificing our physical health, or sacrificing our mental health, rather, for our physical health in the time of a pandemic here. And so I think it's worthy of having this conversation and letting people know that there is help out there. It doesn't necessarily have to be from a professional, although there are professionals out there as well. And so I think it's important that we encourage people to reach out. It is okay not to be okay. And, you know, one of the things I've heard from people as well, I'm not that bad. And I think one of the things that I want to reinforce is that, do you wait until it gets worse? You're worthy of getting some help when you need it. Don't wait for it to get what you deem to be too bad. Every emotion that you're experiencing is valid, and it's important to have that conversation with somebody that you trust, with somebody that you feel safe with. If that warrants, then maybe a referral to a professional, then that certainly is an option. But even having said that, it's important that you connect with that professional and that you feel, again, safe and supported in that relationship. And unfortunately, that might mean that it takes a few tries to find that right person and to, you know, find somebody that you connect with and ultimately look at that support. I think the other thing is that people get confused around what does help mean. And really, it's an opportunity to hear yourself say some of the things that you've maybe got swirling around in your heart or in your head, and letting that have some airtime, hearing yourself say those things. It's not about the expectation of the other person fixing it, but more around the other person listening and validating and acknowledging that what you are feeling is, in fact, valid, and that you know, it might take some new tools in your toolbox or a different way of looking at things to ease the pain or the difficulty that you're experiencing, but that can be done. So we encourage people to reach out. There's, again, you're never alone, and so whether that's through the helpline at 1-877-303-2642 or calling our office at 403-347-2480, we are not 24 hours, we're not a crisis line, but we certainly have support here in the building around a number of issues, including suicide prevention and mental health. So we encourage people to continue to reach out and ask when they need help.